Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Maron Imi Ravzi Shiyuchyu. It's Moshe Rebbe Peshtin, Raisa, and Moshe Mordechai. Chayo Chebet Fege, Bas Michal Yuchas Basia, Besoch Shoch Alei Yisrael. And it's based in the Torah of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal. It says in the Gemara, in Meseches Brochus, of Chav Chesam with Beis, Shimon Apakuli, his dear Shimon Esrei Brachas Vera Gamliel al Seder Biyavni. Amar Rabbi Gamliel Chacham im Yishlach Eish Adam Shodeh Lasak in Birchas Aminim Yarod Shmuel Akadim V'tikna L'shan Acheret Shachah V'hishkif Bashtayim V'shalosh Shais. We have a fascinating Gemara here that Shimon Apakuli arranged the 18 Brachas in front of Rabbi Gamliel in order in a place called Yavni, and Rabbi Gamliel said to Chachamim, is there a person who knows to make a Bracha against the Minim, against the heretics? Shmuel HaKatam came down and he composed this bracha. Next year he forgot it, and he spent a number of hours trying to remember it again. Hishkifah, he looked at it 2 or 3 hours. Hadvarim Stumim, number one, the first question is, how did Shmuel HaKatam forget the bracha of Lamalshinim that he was metaken? And number two, and because did he not daven the whole year? How did he forget it? What was he saying the whole year? It's just like we don't forget the Malshinim, because we say it all year long. So we shouldn't have forgotten it, because he says it all year long. So what's the idea in the Gemara? I forgot the bracha. Number two, what kesher is there between the cycle of the year and the forgetting of the bracha? Says the shana acheres, so it's mashma because the cycle of the year passed, he forgot the bracha. So what's that all about? So in order to explain this sugya, we have to be makdim chiddush bepshat pshuto mamish in the Mishnah in Yuma. It says misharabu atzukim bimei bayis sheni in higu shezikne based in yashbiu es hakoyin agadol shalei tishane davar mikol mashi amarnu lecha hu poresh uboiche. והם פורשים ובורחים. הם היו בוכים על שהצטרכו לחשוב בו, והוא על שחשדו בו. So it says that when there were a lot of Sadducees in the time of Bayis Sheni, the Zikne Beis Din made a custom that they will make the Kohen Gadol take an oath that he will not change from doing things the way he was told to do them, according to the understanding of the Chachamim. So he would cry and they would cry. He would separate and cry, and they, the Zikne Beis, would separate and cry. What's this, why all the crying? Because they had to suspect him, and he cried because he was suspected of being a tzduki, of being a wrongdoer. So the question is, what is this crying telling us? And specifically the tears of the Kohen Gadol, there's no din here. Remember, there's a Mishnah. Is the Mishnah coming to tell us some sort of din here that he has to cry? He cried because he had tsar. So the Yisod HaDvarim is in Rabbeinu Yoina, who paskin that even though it's mutter to speak Lashon Hara about Baalei Machlekes, this was only someone who is careful about Lashon Hara, but not a Baal Lashon Hara. A Baal Lashon Hara, somebody who is accustomed to speaking Lashon Hara constantly, is not allowed to speak Lashon Hara about Baalei Machlokas. So it's Rabbeinu Yonah, Afi she'asa yehu mitzvah b'chviso beis ha'achav nasa avaynoi, ki gam hu haya rav pesha. So even though Yehu did a mitzvah when he destroyed the house of Achav, nevertheless, he bore a sin for that, because he himself was a sinner. So if a person is a Baal Lashon Hara, he can't start saying Lashon Hara about a Baal Machlokas, just like Yehu, even though he did a mitzvah by destroying the house of Yehu, but since he was himself a sinner, so he's not going to get credit for that. He's going to be punished. So, I don't know if he won't get credit, but he'll definitely be punished. So, Perush HaDvarim is that Diburei Lashon Hara and Baalei Machlokes has to be done with a emotional sense of necessity. Shebe'etzem, Ein Diburei Lashon Hara Yotzim Mipiv. Really, he's not a Lashon Hara person. Just in a case of necessity, he speaks Lashon Hara. V'hachreach lo yigune. What must be done in cases of necessity must be done. And because of this, since it's l'toeles, nidcha ha'isur. Since it's for benefit, the isur is pushed away. He's got to do what he's got to do. But if somebody speaks diburim without an internal sense of dichia, of, oh, how can I say this, of reservation, of feeling that this is the wrong thing to do in general, that is still included in the category of Lashon Hara, because he doesn't care about Lashon Hara. Just b'mikra, it happens to be this Lashon Hara's mother. And this b'mikra, this Lashon Hara's mother, is not a heter. Only when a person feels as it's brechtim, it breaks him, then it's a mutter. But if not, then there's no heter. And therefore, Yehu, anyway, he was, you know, he was a, that type of guy, so he's not getting credit for destroying Beis Achav. This yisod is expressed in the Shita of the Smak, the Sefer Mitzakotin. Even though it's a Das Yochid, and we don't pass him like that, Lamaisa, nevertheless, we can combine it with the Shita of Rabbeinu Yaina, whose words are a halacha kvua. What we're referring to is that the heter to kill a roidev was not said by a roitzeach. Only somebody who's normally careful about ritzicha is allowed to kill a roidev in order to save the nildav. But if this guy anyway is a roitzeach, he's not allowed to do it because it's a ma'aser ritzicha for him. For him, anyway, he kills. So this is just another killing. This just b'mikra be'ez damin is a killing of heter. But that's not enough. So ad kedei kach, we see this sheet of the smack. So that's the perush b'divrei ha-mishnah al b'chiyosim shel ziknei beizdin. B'chiyosim hu bitui l'ke'eva nafshi. You know why they're crying? Because of the emotional pain that they feel. That they have to be choshi b'kshem, choshi b'kshem loke b'gufo. And ziknei beizdin are not those type of people. However, if the Sanhedrin said that you have to be mashpia the Kohen Gadol and Erev Yom Kippur, it must be that they saw a cheshbon of toyeles against the tzdukim. So their tears show that without this cheshbon, they would not be choshed ba'acher, and they're only doing it out of complete necessity. And so too, the B'chi of the Kohen Gadol is to tell us that this is somebody who's not in a kalim that doesn't care, oh, they're choshed me. I don't care what people think. He does whatever he wants. No. He was a sensitive person. He was a person who cared about his religious stature in the eyes of others, and he was being suspected, so he cried. So everybody is conscious here, is aware of the atmosphere of the recognition of the seriousness of chshad. That this is serious business, this chshad. Therefore, there was crying. That's why the Mishnah tells us they cried. Because it wasn't stam that they were choshed b'ksheirom or nechshad. It was very serious here. It wasn't something, it was out of the ordinary. Similarly, when they had to make another bracha shmonesre against the tzdukim, they searched for somebody who can make this, who can compose this bracha. This bracha says, Meheiros shaber, samager, sachalim, sashpilem, sachniyem, whatever your exact nusach is, but it's talking about destroying, so a person has to be completely clean of any natschanus, of any desire, shalol l'shem shamayim, to her to be victorious over other people. And when such a person is metaking the bracha, because he's so pure, it's going to hurt him. And that's why Shmuel HaKotan, Kvartzinu G'dayle Olam, that the person who in the end was metaking the bracha was Shmuel HaKotan. It was Shmuel HaKotan who said, Bin Pola Ivecha Al Tismach, don't be joyous at the fall of your enemy. In other words, it's Shmuel HaKotan who quoted this pasuk, that don't be joyful at the fall of your enemy. So he was the type of person who can say the bracha v'lo mashinim. He's not going to be happy about that. But he's got to do, you have to do what you have to do. So, similar to that, we find that the people who give the malchus are chaserei koch v'yaserei mada, that they lack koach, but they have extra mada. They understand the halka is done, but they are nechona. They understand why they have to give this halka, but they're not so strong to give it. So again, you have that balance. You have to do it, but you do it with reservations. So now, we'll explain the Gemara about the Malshinim, about forgetting the Malshinim. And first, we have to be makdim two Gemaras. One Gemara is that the Sanhedrin is not done dinin nefashis and erev Shabbos. And the reason is if they see choiva and halanas hadin is going to be required, they might, right, they see choiva, you have to do halanas hadin, you have to wait to overnight to paskin, and they're going to have to wait till Sunday because you don't do it on Shabbos. And even though the Sofer Dayanim, even though the scribes of the court would write it down, nevertheless, leave it the inshi inshi. Rashi says they're going to forget the svara. What's going on over here? We're talking about people who have such a weak memory. They don't forget on. They don't remember on Sunday what they said on Friday, even though it was written down. So the answer is the chiyus of the svara. The svara is not going to have the same chiyus. Kachu tivim shel advar. That after 2 days, a person loses the juice, the tam in the svara that he was mechadesh 2 days before. So enam dubar kan b'shechacha pshuta shel uvdot. We're not talking about simply forgetting the facts. We're talking about the weakening of the chiyus and the tam of those svaras. It's not going to have the same life, the same vitality. It says in the Gemara Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph that Sanhedrin would not tell the reason for a new gzeira until after 12 months. What is the cheshbon in this hanhaga of waiting until after 12 months? So Rashi says that the reason for not revealing the reason for the gzeira is in order to prevent people from doubting the gzeira. People are going to go on the internet, they're going to say, oh, what are the rabbis talking about? That's so silly, I don't trust them, I don't believe in that. It's a silly reason, da da da. So therefore they don't tell the reason. Because people are going to be mechatet. So what do we care if people will come? Zichtzu griblin? To dig into them? So the answer is that there's a halacha of mispash to b'chol Yisrael, that a takana has to spread among all the Jewish people in order for it to be a takana kvua. And therefore they waited 12 months to see if it was mispashit. And in those 12 months that the takana was passing the test of mispash, is it going to be spread, they didn't want to bring to a chitut, to a digging in the reason, because people are going to dig around, look for the reason, and they're not really going to fulfill the takana necessarily. And that's going to be moineh, that's going to prevent the kalachas pashtus. It's going to prevent it from spreading. However, after 12 months, we don't care if people are mechatit. And there's no kpeda, there is no objection to publicizing the reason for the takana. So now, sweet friends, we come back to our sugya. Shmuel HaKotan was mitakin v'lamalshinim. Like any takana chadasha, it had to pass the test of the 12 months and reach a level of nispashta. And therefore it says in the Braisa that after a year, he forgot it, after 12 months, they wanted to be koveya this as being permanent. They wanted to establish being permanent. And then Shmuel saw that he forgot it. He didn't forget it. The muvan ha-pashut v'ha-miluli, the words of the tefillah, and we have no cheshbon here. Did he daven it? Or didn't he daven it? It's not pshat that he forgot the words. He forgot the liba de inshi inshi, like we saw in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That a person doesn't have the same chiyus in the time of the takana. He didn't have the same chiyus. And if you can have shichacha from Friday to Sunday, kal v'chomer, you can have shichacha from 1 year to the next. Only after he immersed himself once again in thinking about and trying to remember and establishing it again, then he could be koveh now with the same chiyus. If he doesn't feel the same chiyus in the takana, he can't be mitaken, sa'aker, sishaber, smager, they should be destroyed. We have to feel the need for that. Don't stam say to destroy it unless you mamish feel in your kishkis that these evil people have to be eradicated. So our whole difficulty is that we place our conceptions and we superimpose them in places where they don't belong sometimes. So therefore shichacha is not just forgetting it completely, as we call shichacha, but even not having the same chiyus, it's in a higher dimension. And that's what we're talking about over here. And that's what we see in the Beis Din, judging Dini Nefashos and Erev Shabbos because they're going to forget it till Sunday. And this was Mamish Tifa Mahalach in this Sugya. And we should be Zelcha Amir to Hashem to see continuing the flows of Mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.